chini ya mbuyu.
The leader in you comes out when you know and keep reminding yourself that you are enough.
Wow.
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 Chini ya mbuyu.
Take a chance. You will apologize later.
You're so confident. I like it. Yeah.
There's so much information that is coming at us. There are so many sources of information, and to some point it becomes overwhelming.
I invite you to be open. I invite you to share your insights and experiences.
Chini ya mbuyu.
Hello ladies, welcome again to the Chini ya mbuyu podcast. It's lovely to have you. It's lovely to converse with you guys. I have Nana here as my co-host.
Oh, hi. Hello everyone.
My name is Warindi. I am the Chini ya mbuyu podcast host, and I am joined by a bevy. It's called a bevy, Sindio. A bevy of beauties. Am I right? Yes. So the conversation that we're having now is about transitions, because mumemaliza high school, what next? That's the biggest question out there. So I can start with my own story, so to say. I finished high school in 2017. I went to the Maryhill Girls High School. When I finished high school, I felt lost for a while because, first of all, nilikuwa nimesema nataka kufanya public health, JKUAT, and law in JKUAT. Pia, I had a nilikuwa nataka kwenda JKUAT with all my heart. It didn't matter the course that I was going to do. So that whole time I felt, first of all, kwanza kuna anxiety after sitting KCSE. Are you going to pass? Are you not going to pass? Uspopita, what's going to happen? There's all that, you know, anxiety. At the same time, kuna freedom. Like, our high school was, many of us feel like it was very, tulikuwa tumefungiwa sana. We were not able to express ourselves. We were not able to be who we are. You know, we didn't even, I think at some point when you guys became friends, they would call you a clique and then you guys would be sent home. So there was a lot of restrictions around what you can do. So when I finished school, I felt like, oh my God, it's my chance to end up listening. You know, Kwanzaa uni was sold as this place you party, you study, you can go to class whenever you want, whatever. And weirdly, I remember one conversation that we had was, guys who go to USIU, they don't study, they just party Monday to Sunday. And I was one of the people who were like, oh, I'm sending USIU, guys, you should go to unis like your N. Anyway, so to say, I went to USIU. So just to show you that whatever your plan is for life, you know, things happen along the way, things can be better. And I believe that I am the person that I am today because I went to that particular school. So I want to explore what your feelings are about finishing school. Do you have any anxieties? Do you have any expectations? Do you have any surprises? What are your plans? You know, things like that. So I'll just put it out to you. How do you feel in one word about finishing school? Sorry, Nana has something to say.
My experience was not the better one, but it happened. Let me start with the positive side. I could now go to the beach without getting, like, without having someone to take me there. Like, having the freedom of going to the beach. Yeah, that was one of the positive side. But the negative side, I used to get anxiety. Every day I used to deduct one mark from 500. Yeah, you know, every day until the results, like, every day I could think, you didn't answer that question, so it's negative one. Like, every day I had a negative one in my life. So, if you can let's look at results, I had lost hope in everything. I was just, actually, kuja, you know, kuja. Yeah, that's one of the thing. And another thing, now having the time to stay at home, it was not the best. No, as you know, Swahili homes or whatever, they just want you to, you know, home, like the maid welcome. The first day they will pretend there will be food and no one will ask you to go wash the utensils or anything. But the remaining days, we're the maid until maybe you decide to go to school. To me, it was not very challenging. And I decided to come up with an idea. I downloaded Kilimall, and there's some jewelries going for affordable prices down there. So I used to buy, then starting to sell. I used to walk around looking for friends and people who can buy the jewelries until results zikafika. Yeah, that was my experience.
Guys, before you tell me in one word what your feelings are about finishing school. When did you guys finish school? Like, when did you guys do your KCSE?
I finished mine in December 23rd.
Ah, so it's been a couple of months. Anyway, tell me your feelings.
At the moment, since I finished KCSE, I'm just feeling numb. Like, till now, I just feel like numb all the time.
I'm feeling curious to what the world has for me.
For me, I felt I'm a very important person out there.
For me, I'm happy and I feel I'm an unstoppable woman.
It's exhilarating.
Dana, if you can tell me, what was the feeling that you had? One word for what you felt.
To me, it was disappointing.
Mine was anxiety, because I don't like being in a state where I don't know what tomorrow is. And till today, even after uni, I've never, you never know what tomorrow brings. And I don't like the uncertainty around that. That's why I wanted us to have this conversation, because I am also going through a transition myself, because I just finished uni by the last year in September. So I'm also in a transition space.
As we know, we just finished our schools. And what surprised you about life after high school? Like, what made you like, we want to hear those surprises.
What surprised me is how people don't care. Like, people don't care at all about, like, your life, about you finished high school, about do you got what grade. People don't care if you have food that night. People don't care if you ate. People don't care if you're heartbroken. As long as you're done with school, people don't care. If you're depressed, people don't care. If you have nothing to do, people don't care.
Okay, what surprised me is how quickly we detach from the people that used to be part of our lives in high school. Like, it's so fast. It's like high school never happened to some point. And there's, like, right now especially, there's so much information that is coming at us. There are so many sources of information, and we need to process all that. So that is, it really surprised me, because the information that I was consuming while I was in school, as compared to now that I'm outside, is so much. To some point, it becomes overwhelming.
How many friends do you still have?
None.
To me, I have status viewers, a lot of them. They just know what I'm doing. But we don't interact. Maybe if I post a good pic, they'll say, good, you're beautiful, or wow. And that's all.
I have one. And that's it. I don't even have status fears.
Oh my God, value that one.
I know.
Value that one. Any value. Because I had friends, like, I talked to, so I was so social, you know. So especially in Form 4, I was so social. Everybody knew, me and Natasha, everybody knew us.
Right.
But then, for real. Yeah. But then when we were here after high school, like, people are only texting me after they've seen me, I'm traveling somewhere, and they're like, oh my God, where are you? So they sort of like, they care about you. They're like just keeping tabs on, like, the where they are in life and where you are. You get me? So I don't know if you can call them friends. That's what happens.
Status view.
Status.
For me, I'm not even remember, because after finishing Form 4, yani nimekuwa overloaded. Sina hiyo time ya kupumzika, because sina jitegemea. Naenda wako salon, nashuka watu. Then in the afternoon, natoka salon, naenda na join football club, nacheza. Sasa narudi kawa nimechoka, tunalala. Sina hiyo time ya kupata na friends.
Lucky.
Sana. I think one thing I can tell you that I have learned is that, ukiwa shule, yes, you have many friends. It's because of convenience. Yeah. You guys are in the same class. Maybe you guys go to the physics lab. Maybe you guys go to the biology lab. Maybe you guys share. Mnakwanga na hao watu. Double decker, kitu kama hiyo. Yeah. Anyway, yeah, vitu kama hizo. You know, it's a convenience. Like, ninaona nana kila siku, we talk. But your friendship is just based on mwalimu wa biology ni mbaya. Our principal is bad. Our principal really traumatized us our last semester. That really made us to kakua close. But once tulitoka from there, awezi nipigia, niko, I'm walking to my uni class, unanipigia kuniambia, unakumbuka vile fulani wa fulani alitufanya, you get. So if your friendships are not based on love for each other, ama you want to see your friend grow, there's no way they're going to survive high school. So one advice I can give you is always cultivate. Unana kama I know I want you to be my friend, I should be able to cultivate that friendship. Like, if we guys can be going out once a month, we can be doing activities, you know, I can be talking to you over the phone. So you have to cultivate your relationships. And those relationships that you don't feel like you need to cultivate, voila.
And then another thing is with friends is that the time, for example, me, most I've mentioned I'm from Nandi, so I live in Nandi at the moment. So most of my friends are from Nairobi and Nyeri, Kiambu and Nairobi County, most of them. So when I went back home, there's not that thing of let's meet up, let's go for lunch together, let's go shopping together. It's only when I came back to Nairobi was I able to meet with one or two friends after a long period of time. And even making that connection is so different because so many things have happened since high school and now that connection is not that deep it was before. Yeah.
So if I can ask you, what is something you expected? I know you mentioned about noticing that people don't people don't care. Maybe your expectation was that once you finish high school, people would be there for you, Ama, they would be caring. So that's an expectation versus reality. So I want to explore also for everyone else, what is one thing you expected and it didn't turn out as how you expected it to be? Ama, what's the thing that you expected and it came true?
I expected that I'll have a lot of freedom and I'll chase a lot of my interests. Freedom does not exist. I don't have any, it's only freedom, the freedom I have is very limited. And I literally have a schedule that I've been a pangiwa, and within that schedule there's still so much time that I could be doing for something else, but I'm doing nothing, but it's in the schedule and I have to be there. You get what I mean?
Mm.
So my parents still have a lot of control over what I'm doing, where I'm doing it, and who I'm doing it with. Yeah, so the freedom I have, I think, will only come when I'm joining university. Yeah.
I thought it was going to be fun. It wasn't. It really wasn't. The transition year was one of the hardest years. It's the transition from high school to uni. But once I went to uni, though, that's where all the fun was.
Oh, not really. The fun at the university is amazing.
You need to learn how to balance between fun and
study.
Yeah. I want you guys to graduate top of your class and also have fun.
Okay, one of the expectations versus reality. I expected, I was expecting my parents, my family at least to treat me like, she's a grown up now, let her do what she wants. Look at me. I remember there was a time I came out late and it was a whole lot of conversation. I was just going, nimeenda kukula, why are you people so concerned and everything? So to me, it wasn't that fun. Hata nilisema, acha ifike through your siku, I'll go with the first selections, hata siwezi kaa nyumbani tena. Yeah.
Yeah, to me, I expected na nikuwe free na wazazi nyumbani. So, hii kitu nilirealize niko free na mama hata naezenda malipopote kwa sababu there's a day nilimwambia mama nataka kuvisit friend yangu and she accepted. Nikaenda na nikakam late na she ended up like, okay, umekuja sahi, okay, it's fine. So, I realize, okay, huku inje, okay, mama sahi ananiachilia, I can do my own things.
Okay, as for me, nilikuwa na expect like, wazazi wangu wanitreat the same walikuwa wanitreat nikiwa shule, ile ukiomba kwa hata kitu wanakupeako. But si unajua sasa huku nje wanasema mtu ana depend. Sasa mtu kama mimi nikimaliza shule sasa hakuna vile nitaanza kujitegemea. Lazima tu take time ndio aanze kujitegemea. Lakini sasa ukuja huku mzazi hawezi hata kudekeza, ile ukiomba kitu unapewa vile walikuwa shule, ila ataelewa au yako shule hasa uko anaweza teseka. So unaweza mpatia kitu fulani na fulani, lakini ukikuja huku ukiomba utaambiwa ngoja kidogo ama nini, na hivyo ndio vinyi nasaulika.
I was going to town, I'm staying there right now, and I was going to town and I was calling my dad, I was taking an Uber and I was calling my dad like, can you sort the Uber? And he was like, oh, it's juju. So I was so shocked because I've never had my dad tell me something like that. That he, oh, juju sort. I was like, dad, what do you even mean about juju sort? Why will I sort juju? Exactly.
Adulting,
you know? Adulting, bro. I don't even have a job or anything like that. He ended up paying it, but just it shocked me so much to this extent. I'm like, maybe I should get a job. Like, that's literally what's running in my head. Like, maybe I should get a job, because what if my dad decides to tell me next time, would you sort, and I'm in a tight situation, what will I do?
Try to sort.
Okay. With all the expectations and reality, and what are you looking forward to?
I'm looking forward to enjoying what this life has to offer. By that, I mean the external beauties of the earth, the landscapes, and enjoying some solitary time.
I'm looking forward to becoming a personal boss. Like, I don't need to depend on anyone, so I should depend on my own self.
Oh, that's a nice experience. I know everyone has dreams. Everyone has things that they're looking forward to, and I believe in you.
First of all, whatever you're looking forward to is beautiful. Learn to speak things into existence. The minute you put it out there to the universe, I want to travel, or I want to be able to be self-reliant, or, you know, I want to depend on myself. Once you speak things into existence, you are able to work towards them. If you guys have read a book by Paulo Coelho, I hope I'm mentioning his name right. I don't remember the title, but something we read in high school. It said, if you speak something into existence, if you believe with all your heart, if you work hard again, you will be able to achieve what you want to achieve. So me, I want to wish you guys all the best. I pray that all your dreams come true. And as we wrap up, what advice would you give someone who has just joined high school?
Advice I'll give for a form one, I'll tell her, start a foundation as early as you can. Don't wait for the last minute. If it's the subjects and everything, and don't listen to those people who are above you. Like, most of the, have you experienced this in some schools? There is that, okay, geography is hard. Don't listen to that. Experience every subject as an explorer, like, explore it, learn it. If it's difficult, you learn it. Like, enjoy it. Ndo ikuwa ata kama ushaipata ule mtu anasema, like, I have difficulties in choosing subjects. Like, everything to me it's equal level sour. So if you become that person, you'll choose the best of what you want. Instead, ile, if you're having that bad attitude, ukuwa na, what do you call it? It is msingi, like, ukuwa na, when you start bad attitude since you're in form one, saying, oh, I'm not going to do geography, definitely you're not going to do that subject. Your attitude toward that subject, it will change. Yeah.
For me, I would tell the form one to love all subjects and the teachers, and also because the challenges will be there, the form one will be supposed to be strong so that she can overcome those challenges.
For me, I will advise a form one the same way we have been advised. Iyo wimbo kenye nasema, work hard, maisha uko nje ni ngumu. So, nitamwambia tu hivyo. Nitamwambia ndo akikuja kesho uko nje, asione ni kama kuambiwa. Cause hata sisi wenyewe tuliambiwa tukiwa form one, lakini kuna wenye walitake it for granted na kuna walichukulia kaa ni serious. Na wao iliwasaidia, na wale waliona ni kaa jokes, wanajua chenye wanapitia saizi. For me, work hard, life outside is not that easy.
For me, I'll advise the form one to work both hard and smart.
That was great, everyone. Everyone has good insights about this, and I'm wishing you the best. You enjoy your time, this transitional time. You'll get it. I believe in every one of you. And as I always say, you don't have to be the best, just do your best. Thank you.
We're over and out. You've been lovely panelists. The views that have been shared here are expressly our own views, and they do not reflect the views of Akili Dada or any other affiliate organizations.